This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Onward, forward, all those good things. Time now for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in talk radio for the week of July 29th to the 2nd of August. Joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, is, I got to do this the other way around. Because when Ed McMahon introduced Johnny Carson, there was a big flap, because Ed used to get more of an applause on the meter than Johnny did when he started out the show. Live from Hollywood, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. I'm Ed McMahon, along with Doc Stephenson and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. But that was changed, or that intro became the intro about 10 years in, because when they first started doing The Tonight Show, Michael, he would introduce that, it's The Tonight Show, blah, 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 and he would end, the tag at the end was, and I'm Ed McMahon. And Ed got more applause than Johnny did.
And, really?
And Johnny didn't like it. So they changed it around so that he announced himself first instead of last.
That's wild.
So, yeah.
Wow. A little insight into how things evolve. Things evolve slowly on shows that run for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
And with YouTube or old DVDs or whatever, when you get to watch them, binge them and go from one to the other, yeah, you see how slowly the evolution takes place.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it, like the set will change. Game shows. It's interesting. I was watching old Jeopardies from the beginning of Alex Trebek's reign, when I think he replaced Art Fleming.
Yeah.
The whole set was different.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it. It happens so gradually. As a matter of fact, Alex Trebek went from seeming like a real, hey, how you doing, kind of a game show host, to becoming a diplomat, sort of an ambassador.
Right.
He had gravitas.
Yes.
You know, he's doing well.
Does. Yes.
Good. Yeah, I once had the opportunity at one of the events. I know that you were buddies with Ed McMahon, right?
I was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I ran into him at an event, and I said to him, you know what's really interesting about you, Ed? You've made an art of being a second banana with some of the hardest first bananas in the world. He said, who? What? Where? I mean, Johnny, yeah. Well, what are you talking about? I said, well, not only were you the second banana with Johnny Carson, which had to be a head trip, but you were also the second banana with Jerry Lewis for many years on the telephone. And Jerry Lewis ain't chopped liver. I mean, he's a tough guy to get along with. And the third one, he said, who's the third? I said, you were second banana on the blooper show with Dick Clark.
Yep.
And Dick Clark had to be a pretty tough guy to be a second banana for. And he said, you know, Michael, he talked to me like he knew me. Michael, no one's ever told me that. I've never thought about it. Wow. And I wonder, if anybody ever really did tell him that. But what a second banana.
It really, he was a fabulous guy. And every bit the same off the air as he was on the air. He pretty much played who he was, which was a guy who would touch himself thinking how lucky he was to be the celebrity that he became. Worked very hard at it, took its toll in his personal life, as all that stuff does oftentimes. But I got to know him through his daughter, Claudia, who was a producer at CNBC, television producer, still is, I think, a producer. And I remember those days. We're not getting to the countdown. We'll tell a couple of stories that people will be interested in.
Well, I remember Claudia, too. I haven't talked to her in years. But being Ed McMahon's daughter,
it's
got to be an interesting mantle to carry around in your career in the media.
Well,
but,
remember when they started CNBC, they used to do on Friday and Saturday night, they had what they called Talk Show Live. And they would bring in a couple of talk show hosts every week, and they were always opposite. That is, they would be a different. There was one that was dramatic and loud and noisy, and somebody else who was more thoughtful and provocative. So they paired me with Likas. And I did for, a month or two. I go down to New York. You must remember this on Friday night, Saturday night. And I do 2 hours, and he do 2 hours. And they every They changed it up. Obviously, CNBC became a much different kind of cable network, but that's how they got started. And the first guest I was supposed to do was a guy who was the mayor of Buffalo, New York, I think it was, and he had his daughter had been killed by gang members, and but he couldn't show up. So Claudia, who was the producer, and I didn't pay any attention, she called me the day before and she said, "Well, we can't get that guy. Would you mind interviewing my father?" And like a dummy, I said, "Who's
your father?"
I said,
"What is
this? Who's your father?" Yeah, what? "Who's your father?" And she said, "Ed." And I said, "McMahon." Oh, really? I was more nervous. I still have the video of it. And he calmed me. He could see that. He calmed me right down because I was wearing a tie. It was a Nicole, there's a designer, Nicole somebody or other. And he had pajamas that he wore in the, you were talking about Jerry Lewis, he wore in the telethon that matched my tie. And so that's how we started our conversation. That was the first guy. He looked at my tie and he said, "I got pajamas that match that tie."
Is that something?
And that's how it, and it just completely relaxed me. And I mean, I've never been uncomfortable really in front of a microphone. I didn't always like being in front of a camera that much, unless I get used to what was going on. And then you do the same as you do on the radio. You don't even think that the microphone is there. You don't think the camera's there. So anyway, enough of the stories. We've got work to do here. The charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, put together by the staff. Michael is the general manager, and he's the editor, and he's the producer, and he does it all. And these people work very hard to overview what's going on news talk radio stations all around the country to come up with this list every week, the stories and the people, et cetera, et cetera. So let's do the story list first, Michael, and then we'll do the people list.
Okay, we have time to do that before the break?
Well, I'll do if you want. Yeah, you can do that. No, I'll do it. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, Woodstock 50, canceled. 50 meaning how many years it's been since the original Woodstock, and they tried to pull it all together, and they
That's
were
a great story
to.
In and of itself.
Oh, it is. I mean, the world is so different in 2019, trying to pull together superstars for a concert. What do you have in mind?
Uh-huh.
You know? At number 9, Jeffrey Epstein case. That's still bubbling in the top 10, and a little
castration fixes that right up.
Oh, yeah. At number 8, the Capital One hack. That's another bizarre story. Number 7, the Garlic Festival in Brownsville, Brooklyn shootings. At number 6, U.S.-Iran tensions, not going well. At number 5, U.S.-China trade war and Huawei and 5G, that's not going well either. At number 4, Boris Johnson, Brexit and the British-U.S. economies, we don't know how that's going to go. At number 3, immigration and health care reform, that is up for grabs, a lot of debate going on, sparked by the debate. Number 2, Trump in Baltimore tied with race relations in general and the revelation that Nixon was president, Reagan was a rising power in the Republican Party, had a telephone conversation, which the recording has just been released, in which they both utter racial slurs. At number 1, the 2020 presidential race and CNN's Democratic debates this past week. On the People Survey, we got Jeffrey Epstein at 10, Paige Thompson, she's the hacker, at number 9, Boris Johnson at number 8. Number 7, Ronald Reagan. At number 6, we have Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Presley, and Ilhan Omar. At number 5, Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton. At number 4, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Marianne Williamson. I like the way she talks. At number 3, Elizabeth.
I like her thoughts. I don't know about liking the way to talk.
She's got this way of talking that's extremely affected, but impressive.
But her ideas are good.
Elizabeth Warren. I got a plan for that. Tulsi Gabbard, cool woman.
Yeah, she is.
She's very cool. Yeah. She oozes cool. Bill de Blasio, he's a character.
Blah Blasio.
Yeah. Blah, Joe blah, Biden, blah, 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 blah. Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders are number 2 tier, and Donald Trump is at number 1. Look at all of these characters.
Bernie Sanders is also promising free haircuts for everybody. If you didn't hear that.
No.
In addition to all the other things that are free, we're all going to get free.
That's what we need in this country, socialized hair cutting. No head goes uncut.
My God, that's just hearing that is funny as heck. 16 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael's going to dig around in some of these stories. We'll talk more about them. with you after I tell you how to get the most from the weight loss program Calitrin. This is a product that has, as its main ingredient, collagen, which is the protein that makes your body tick, if you know what I mean. And for some reason, the heavens above decided that when you're in your 20s, your body would no longer produce collagen. And thus, as we get a little older, we get a little chubbier, and we get a little heavier, and we want to get rid of that weight. So what has Calitrin figured out? Their research scientists say, well, let's see here. Collagen is the number one protein in your body. You stop making in your 20s, you start getting fat. So how about we figure out a way to reintroduce collagen protein into your body? And that's what collagen, that's the collagen that you know from studying in biology, proteins and stuff, you know how that works in your body. If you don't, maybe suffice it to say that Calitrin has as its main ingredient collagen, so that what they're doing is introducing this back to your system. It jump starts it, and the lean muscle mass that you work on by getting a little exercise pushes the fat out. You lose the weight. Bingo, bango. Stay on this program for 4, 5, 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight effectively and in a healthy way, but because it jump starts your collagen, you're going to be much healthier. Great motivation. You'll have better health. Lose weight the intelligent way. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it'll get to work. All kinds of photos and videos and testimonies at toploss.com. Why is it every time I do this, Michael, I want to say topgun.com instead of toploss.com? Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the summer sizzler deal. $20 off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Again, get on the bandwagon. Lose the weight. Be happy with yourself. Start Collitrin by going to toploss.com and check the box for DJV for the promotional values.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get my all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, you know, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. It's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, then this is the best one out there.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
We are clean, fresh, and confident. An overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown show is all about. Michael and I are here every week to go through these stories. We'll have some comments for you, including Ronald Reagan in the center spotlight. Don't tape anything. This is the lesson from all of that. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What America is talking about, that's the prowess of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison is here with us on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. The Ronald Reagan, Nixon conversation, the recording, and the reference to black people in a way that was sort of common in that era, not acceptable, but still common. And so, you know, you listen to the conversation, a lot of things. Patty Davis's daughter has had a lot to say about it. A lot of people have had a lot to say about it. I wonder what Michael Reagan, a former talk show host, what he's... Is he on Newsmax still?
Well, I believe he's still out there.
Yeah,
Doing shows. I'm not sure if it's Newsmax or what it is. He's always had sort of a second tier, highly regarded career.
Yeah. Right now, so the comments, according to those who always are using the term racist, these are racist comments. Do you think that term is overused?
Oh gosh, yes.
Was Reagan a racist because he said that? Or is it a racist? I guess I would like to know what your takeaway is from this.
Well, right now in the age of hyper political correctness, anything that is disparaging of someone else that evokes their race or their religion or their nationality, you're a prime target to be called a racist. Mm-hmm. Many issues historically, certainly in the modern era of talk radio, were issues that overlap racists' points of view and just people who are legitimate people. You know, for example,
what does that term mean though to you, Michael? What is
racist? To me, racist is somebody who believes their race is superior to another race and does everything they can to create an unjust balance and harm to the race that they feel superior to. Okay. That one, they feel superior, and two, they actually go about hurting the other race. Another form of racism is to judge an entire race or group of people with a broad brush. That, you know, you don't like any of them. I don't trust those people. They're no good. That type of thing, where you don't judge people individually. So, mm-hmm. but to have a fair criticism of an ethnicity or a race that is backed up by statistics, that is maybe meant to suggest either a helpful direction to make it better or to air a grievance that you have with that race, that's where it gets very tricky these days. That any kind of criticism, any kind of investigation into behavior is immediately puts you vulnerable to being called a racist. Mm-hmm. And there's a far cry from, you know, pointing out the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
From being someone who hates another race and does everything you can to hurt
them. So what happens if you stand up and say, no, I'm not a racist?
Well, a lot of people have been standing up and saying they're not racist. And some of them are not racist, but some of them are. it's tricky.
Well, how about let's use the Trump example with the squad and his focus, especially those are all women of different color, and the Omar focus especially. But I think it sort of goes with the rest of them. Are they? Is he a racist because of that, or is he a racist because of other things he said? I think that's the term has been watered down now, and I don't think it means as much as it used to for some of the reasons.
But it means a lot only because race relations are one of the hot topics of contention in the national conversation right now. So as far as the president's concerned, my view is that when you're the president of the United States or any major position of power or influence or prestige, you should be more responsible in your use of terminology than if you're just a guy talking to your buddies at the bar or in the locker room. And this is something that does not come across. You know, Trump might be honest. He might tell things that are on people's minds. But when you're president of the United States, you've got to be a little bit more self-editing and aware of the influence of your words. And thus, based on that, he subjects himself to being called a racist.
Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is accused by some of sarcastically calling out a break-in at Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings' Baltimore home after a week of attacking the prominent African-American lawmaker over the conditions of his Baltimore district, even comparing the city's murder rate to third-world countries. Democratic Senator of Maryland Ben Cardin says there's no place for Trump's behavior.
You certainly know the president does things that disappoints us all the time. But we always need to speak out, because this is just wrong.
The president told reporters his tweet wasn't meant to be sarcastic. He says he was just repeating what he heard on the news. With the scrapping of a landmark arms control agreement, the U.S. announced plans to test a new missile amid growing concerns about emerging threats and new weapons. Democratic Senator of Hawaii Hirono explains why this may be a dangerous decision.
I think that Putin is very happy that he doesn't have to comply with anything regarding this treaty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
One big happy family here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. You find it at talkers.com, helmed by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. We're going through the stories, picking out bits and pieces of stories that have a shelf life is a good way of talking about what we think is hot here, the hottest of the hot. The business about, I mean, just for a second, go back to what we were talking about, the exploits of the squad, if you will. If you go back over the people list since last year's election, Donald Trump is always number one, but more often than not, number two, or certainly in there consistently, has been AOC. I wonder if you can remember back in your history of talking about political faces. Is there anybody who's gotten, let me talk about the Kennedys all the time in that group, and by the way, it's kind of sad because the 22-year-old, the granddaughter of Robert Kennedy has died of a drug overdose, it would seem, down in the Cape. Mm-hmm. That family, man, you got to wonder about the karma with them. Anyway, so the fact that she gets as much attention, AOC gets as much attention as she does, is that equal by anybody of that age, stature, as you can think of in recent memory?
No, nothing, you know, pops into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when Obama was coming up, he suddenly became this magical figure, you know,
right,
with a strange name and, African American and the whole thing. But AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, has become a powerhouse in the Democratic Party. And I think that...
is she really, or she just thinks she has?
I think she is. I think she's real.
You think she is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I think this whole squad thing is to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And people who think that, you know, just going to dissipate and go away, they're mistaken. It may not come back for years. It may, but it's in the system. And she's a player. She's very bright. She's very charismatic. And I think that she will, you know, she has a shelf life, to use a term that you used.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not an endorsement of any of her policies.
No.
or anything other than an objective observation of her role in the game. Yeah. She's a player. Big player.
All right. So not as big a player, but yet someone maybe number two on that list of four in the squad is Ms. Omar, who I'm trying to figure, did she or did she not go to Israel this past week? There's some conversation. There seems to be some indication that she went to Israel to try to stir some stuff up, and I don't know whether she did or she didn't. But the reason I bring it up isn't so much that she took the trip, but when you go back to our conversation about Reagan and Trump and whether they're racist or not, and then you listen to some of the things that some of these women have said in the squad, it seems that it's racism as well. Whether it's reverse racism, I don't know what the right term is, but I feel that the news media takes an uneven approach to their reporting of incidents or accusations of racism. Am I accurate or not in that?
Well, I mean, there's racism, there's reverse racism, and it depends upon whether you're criticizing the majority or whether you are criticizing the minority. When you criticize the race or the ethnicity that is in power, it has less of an impact than when you criticize the powerless or the diminished one. So there's a lot of factors at play in that. As far as Omar going to Israel, I think she went to Africa. Yeah. I'm not sure she went to Israel.
Yeah.
She's from Ghana.
Was she born in Somalia? She's Somalian.
I believe
she was born there, yeah.
Yeah, and she's no dummy. If you listen to her speak, she's very well-spoken. She's extremely intelligent. She's courageous. And she is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Mm. And it's all strategy. I mean, Trump's attacks on them is politically strategic.
Yeah. Of course it is.
He's not a loose cannon. He has a way with words that is very unfamiliar for many people around the country. That's the way they talk in Queens. That's the way big moguls in New York City in the real estate business talk. They're blunt. They engage in hyperbole. They're kind of Damon Runyon-esque. But he's not stupid. He's always playing the game. He's always strategizing. He's always working his techniques, and he's chosen to go after these women with a purpose. He would not have gone after them the way he did if they were not in a strategically viable position.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about strategy for a minute. You brought that up, and I think it's a very interesting, that whole realm, the whole business of strategically putting a group together or this identity and describing things. So you may or may not have heard, I'm betting that you know, that the Supreme Court has ruled that excessive partisan gerrymandering doesn't violate the Constitution, which is a pretty significant voting rights decision. And, you know, you wonder why, number one, when you're talking about strategy, this hasn't been more a part. Quietly, both Republicans and Democrats are always doing this, trying to renegotiate the boundaries to get more of their own into the group so they can get somebody elected. But the thing that bothers me, and this sort of ties into number one, the presidential, the Democratic debates for the presidency, there was not one question, not a single question about gerrymandering or voting rights in all of this, nor was there a question about farming, food. It looks to me like we really have extraordinarily superficial questions being asked, and these people come across sometimes, I think, as superficial, whether they really are or not, or it's just the luck of the draw with whoever is running the debate. But I find that there are a couple of things here, the gerrymandering and strategizing, and also the lack of real focus on intelligent questions at these debates. Am I right or wrong, or what do you think?
Well, you're very right. I mean, they're very shallow. First of all, you got 20 people, you know, shoved into a game show environment.
Right, like a game show. Alex Trebek should be running these debates.
He would do just as good a job.
Right, better maybe.
It's a game show environment. The networks that are running them, whether it's NBC or now CNN, have a vested interest in the outcome and have a vested vested interest in the ratings. So they are definitely approaching it with a show business eye and show business strategy. The idea that you are going to address complicated issues in sound bites, in a series of sound bites, each one destined to end with, "Governor, please, Governor, Governor, stop. It makes it impossible to get into the nuances and into the depth
that's necessary. You know nothing about these people at the end of the day more than you knew before. Maybe a couple of people. Like,
you only know how they play in this kind of a game. And all the discussion is that, will Kamala Harris have a good performance tonight? You hear the word performance. Biden's performance, it's almost like the Olympics, you know? You could be a great runner, but if you slip out of the gate, you're going to lose the 100-yard dash because your performance wasn't good. It really is more of a competitive show than it is an in-depth discussion of issues. We judge everybody by their performance.
Is that because the audience is superficial? Is it because Americans are superficial? They don't want detail. They just want to get the sound bites. For example, the president not only taking shots at Baltimore now, but Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago, all being dragged through the mud, his mud. Is that what
the same president that tells people who complain about the United States that they should love it or leave it, and he goes and says that we're a laughing stock? And it's so funny, the hypocrisy on all parts. But
yes.
It is about show business. Mm-hmm. It is more a show than anything else. Do you know back in the day, and I remember because I was a kid, I used to attend them, the Lincoln-Douglas debates. I'm kidding about attending them.
I know.
That the debate would be, an opening statement would be 1 hour or a half hour retort. They would talk for hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hours.
Hours. They'd go on and on and on. All right, in a moment, I want to spend some time on Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, depending on how you pronounce it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil, a game changer. If you're living with aches and pains, knees, ankles, you name it. I had to go to the physical therapist yesterday because of some stuff that happened. I'm taking Joint Formula 14, and I am much better, but I have a pinched nerve in my neck, so that needs to be addressed, and Joint Formula 14 is not going to fix that. But it'll lessen the impact of it, as somebody who had knee replacement surgery. Lessen the impact of the pain when you're using Joint Formula 14. And it goes right to work. 14 days, if you're not different, feeling better, you get your money back. Get relief or get your money back. That's their slogan. Get relief or get your money back. That's a pretty strong statement. Call 877-743-7720 if you want. Half price using the promo code DJV when you buy Joint Formula 14 and use it. And even if you don't find it works, send it back, get your money back. That's the special 50% offer. I'd rather, that sounds like a commercial for drugs, where they tell you all the bad things about the drug. I want to focus on the good things, how it makes you feel. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Next up, the people list from Talkers Magazine, the most talked about names this week. There are a lot of them. It isn't necessarily a list of 10. I'm just going to go through the names, and you know that they all have had a place this week in conversation. Jeffrey Epstein, Paige Thompson, Boris Johnson, Ronald Reagan, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Elijah Cummings, Al Sharpton, Julian Castro, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, and Bill de Blasio, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, wow, and Donald Trump, okay? Got them all? Those are the people on the people list. Most of them are political. Pretty much all of them are when you get right down to it, except a couple. So politics, it is always front and center in the news talk radio world, as exemplified again by that long list of politicians or wannabe politicians. Here on the weekly talk radio countdown show, I'm Doug Steffen.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Time now for us to look at the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, ending on Friday, the 2nd of August. The overview is as you might expect, although there are a couple of ringers in here that I thought were interesting. A lot of people are talking about Woodstock 50 being canceled, so therefore it comes in the number 10 position. Jeffrey Epstein, what happens to him, number 9. The hack at Capital One and what we've learned from it, number 8. Number 7, the shootings, most recent shootings, one at the Garlic Festival in California, another one down in Brownsville. Number 6, the situation, our relationship, if you will, between Iran or us in Iran. Same question, only different location for number 5, China, and our relationship with them. Number 4, Boris Johnson and what happens in Britain. Number 3, immigration. Number 2, the Baltimore race relations flap. And the presidential race and the debates. Number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jeffrey Epstein, number 9 on the countdown this week. I said in not a very tactful way a few minutes ago that he and his ilk should be castrated. So I give you an example of what happens to people. There's a guy that was in jail for a while. He was a child molester, and he killed an 11-year-old girl. Another one of the inmates in this Florida jail drowned him in a toilet. That's the end of him. His name was David Ramirez. So he was in life, he was in prison for life for doing what he did to this 11-year-old, and he's been dispatched long before his life might have been over if he'd spent all of his time living in jail. I'm thinking that's what happens to Epstein if he goes to jail. What do you think?
I have no idea what happens to him when he goes to jail, because it depends on what jail they send him to. Some of these guys go to jails and they become celebrities in the jails and everybody loves them. In some places, they don't. It seems that pedophiles don't do well in jail. For some reason, criminals look down on pedophiles. And pedophiles are the
lowest target. Form of scum. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that all the other prisoners go after them. So I guess there's some type of a hierarchy of integrity among prisoners.
I love that hierarchy of integrity in jail. I like that.
Crazy stuff.
Talkers.com this week, or actually in the Michael Harrison interview, MH interview, you have a conversation with a pretty controversial radio talk person.
Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, he ran for vice president with Bob Barr on the Libertarian ticket back in 2008. He subsequently became a talk show host. He's probably the most ardent supporter of Donald Trump in radio today. And I get into his head, and it's an interesting character study of a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
MHinterview.com, folks, if you want to hear it.
I like that phrase. Fascinating interview with a, what kind of a guy? A controversial guy?
I don't remember what I said.
Wait a minute. It's influential, it's informative, it's impactful. mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we introduce you to lawyer and college professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley University, leading expert in the law, no matter what, how you slice it. And I want to start with a personal sort of problem that is number 8 on the countdown this week, Steve. The Capital One hack, all that personal information from Capital One credit card applications, the data that was accessed by who knows who, but 100 million people. So what's the liability here?
Well, Capital One, you know, it's interesting. There were two big stories along those lines, the Equifax settlement and what people should do and misinformation about that. But with this particular one, it may not be as bad as it seems. They were able to find the hacker pretty quickly, mostly because she really didn't do much of a job of trying to cover her tracks, and actually kind of bragged about it in various social media. So the big things as far as consumers go is if you're going to bring any kind of an action, and generally it's not cost effective to do it, it's better to be a part of a class action like with Equifax, you have to suffer some harm. And so it is very, very likely that not a lot of harm will come from this because the information really hadn't been put out there for the bad guys to use yet. I think she was kind of like trying to make a point. And even there, the big thing you're always looking for is Social Security numbers. And while the emphasis is 100 million people, well, it was Social Security numbers for Americans. It was about 1 million of Canadians. They're equivalent to...
Really? I didn't hear that. Really? Okay.
Yeah, we don't care about Canadians, but Canadians do. So if they're listening to this show, they should be taking the steps. So the big thing is you will get some credit monitoring. You'll probably be getting it from Equifax, too, for free. That's okay, not the best thing to totally protect you. Credit freeze is certainly the best thing you can do. But as far as getting some money out of the credit card company, I don't think you're going to see much there.
All right, so don't hold your breath for that. Next up, number nine, a focus. We haven't really talked about Jeffrey Epstein here, I don't think, or I haven't talked to you about him. I see what happened to the guy down in Florida who did some of the same things. There was a child molester, and he just got drowned in a toilet. One can only hope, I say that very pejoratively, that the same thing befalls Mr. Epstein, because I don't believe he ought to be sharing the air that we breathe on the planet. So what do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah, I don't think you get a lot of objections. And in fact, I teach at Bentley University, as you mentioned. Before I taught there, I taught in the state prison system in Massachusetts. And there is a real, real distaste, is probably the nicest way of putting it, for child molesters. They will be killed in prison. They do. They have to be protected.
Yeah.
They call them, the term there is skinners. And no, they don't do well.
All right. So let me just add another wrinkle to this conversation. When it comes to women, there was a story this week of a mother who is now sentenced for life, killing her two young daughters because they got in the way of her sex life. And so she killed them. And when you put somebody like that in jail in general population, does it make a difference whether it's a male or a female? I guess that's sort of my wonder.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because I hadn't really thought of it until you had mentioned that. But I did have experience in some women's prisons years back, too. And no, it isn't quite the same thing. It is this is something that on the men. The men take it upon themselves. That's, part of, I guess, their code of morality. You don't find that as much in the women's prisons.
Hmm. That is, I think, just kind of interesting to look at that justice and how it's metered out. What ramifications does the cancellation of Woodstock 50 have in terms of those who had tickets already? Can you sue somebody? They're giving you money back. I always wonder about some of these shows that get canceled. This one means a lot to you and me.
Yeah.
People our age. So.
Well,
yeah.
This one's really, really odd. The short answer is yes, if you did pay, you should get your money back, although... Mm-hmm. As far as the people who put this on, they paid acts in advance. And
yes.
So, they should be getting money back from them. But
they won't.
No, and they've only asked that the groups give 10% to some charity. So, you get your money back.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for your expertise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our expert on the law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.